What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, November 30th, 2022, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday, and more insanity yet to come here. And we've got a lot of news to get through today. We're going to try and get through it so that we can open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Boy, the people in the southeastern part of the United States definitely had a rough time last night. There were 23 tornadoes overnight, and Florida and Alabama and Georgia are just now starting to get what's left over from Louisiana and Tennessee. At one point, a tornado ripped the steeple off of a Mississippi church, and they had hail the size of tennis balls. I mean, that was really intense. Several homes have been destroyed. Thousands of people are without power. And so it was a real terrible disaster here. Now, here in Santa Claus, we lucked out. We got a little bit of rain, and we got some very strong winds. Some of those Christmas decorations I was talking about are back on the ground right now, but that won't take too much trouble to fix here. And climate's what we expect, and weather is what we get. All right, getting into the political news here, we can all say goodbye to Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. House Democrats voted earlier today to make Representative Hakeem Jeffries their leader in the next Congress, replacing 82-year-old Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And, of course, the speakership will now go to a Republican because they are controlling the majority in the House. Now, Jeffries won the post in an uncontested election after Pelosi and the other two incumbent members of the Democratic leadership, Steny Hoyer and Jim Clyburn, opted to step down. Jeffries is a 52-year-old New Yorker. He'll be the first African-American to serve as the House Democratic leader. So good for him. All righty. Now, already we're seeing all the shots being fired leading to 2024. And Mike Pence is now calling on Donald Trump to apologize for having a dinner with rapper and music mogul Kanye West, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Nick Fuentes at Mar-a-Lago. And they're trying to make a really big deal about this. Oh, how can you have dinner with this guy's an anti-Semite and this guy's whatever? And when I was working in the film industry, I had a lot of dinners with a lot of people I found personally distasteful, but sometimes it was necessary to talk business and get things done there. So I wouldn't read too much into that. But, of course, Trump's enemies, including Mike Pence, are seizing on that to try and make an issue. Now, interestingly enough, the House GOP leader, Kevin McCarthy, was on a press conference saying that Christian conservative Nick Fuentes has no place in the Republican Party and his ideology has no place in society at all, just before claiming that the GOP will not go after people simply because of their political views when they take back power. So I think that sets a new record for hypocrisy there. And again, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell took a shot at Trump. Didn't exactly say his name, but you kind of knew who he was talking about. He said, "First, let me say that there is no room in the Republican Party for anti-Semitism or white supremacy, and anyone meeting with people advocating that point of view, in my judgment, are highly unlikely to ever be elected president of the United States of America." So the claws are already out for Donald Trump. And a little historical reminder, it's the Democratic Party that was the party of the white supremacists. The KKK came out of the Democrats. The Southern Democrats, of course, fought to retain slavery. And now, of course, they're out there screaming that everybody else is racist here. Now, looking at the roadmap for 2024, they're trying to figure out what they can do a little bit better or how they can do better in the elections. I'd say investigate the vote fraud, but for some reason that seems to be, off the table even for the Republicans. So South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is out there saying that there needs to be new leadership in the Republican National Committee chair. So they're going to be shaking up the party and try and win the election while pretending the elections are honest and fair and verifiable, so forth and so on. Now, as we were reporting yesterday as it happened, two of the Oath Keepers, including the founder Stuart Rhodes, were found guilty of seditious conspiracy on January 6th. And one co-defendant, Kelly Meigs, was also found guilty of seditious conspiracy, while three others were acquitted of that charge. In total, Rhodes was found guilty on 3 out of 5 counts: seditious conspiracy, obstruction of an official proceeding, and tampering with documents or proceedings. And, you know, it's a witch hunt, and that's what it is. I mean, we all know this is make-believe. It's all a fairy tale. It's all propaganda. It was all a hoax, a deception, and but they have to play it out to the end. You know, they can't just, you know, sit back and say, well, you caught us. You know, we were playing a dirty trick on the American people, and we're all going to kiss and make up. Not likely. They're going to fry as many people as they can to justify all the money and effort that went into these bogus investigations. Okay, and interestingly enough, there is a federal public defender, and he's out there saying that you know, there's an unconstitutionally overbroad warrants that are being used against the January 6th defendants. They're basically casting, you know, a wide fishing net to just try and find anything that they can make a case out of to go on pushing the propaganda that January 6th was an attempted insurrection, that it was a rebellion, and the country was in danger from all of Donald Trump's supporters. And so we'll see where that's going to go. Now, not too surprisingly, there is a Rasmussen survey. It was released on Monday. 62% of respondents support the GOP plans to investigate Hunter Biden. And apparently lawmakers have flagged dozens of suspicious activity reports linked to the Biden family. In fact, I think they've got something like close to 100 over at the Treasury Department. But, you know, hey, we're not going to embarrass the boss. What can I tell you? Now, up in New York County, the Democratic District Attorney Alvin Bragg is in hot water because he apparently downgraded 52% of felony cases to misdemeanors in 2022, while New Yorkers continue to deal with surging crime rates. And in addition, according to data from the official website, 39% of felony charges were downgraded to misdemeanors in 2019. From 2013 to 2020, under District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr., the percentage of downgraded cases never exceeded 40%. Since taking office in January, Bragg's office has won only 51% of prosecuted felony charges, compared to Vance's 68% in 2019. So, a little bit of a bias there, and it's not just New York. Down in Texas, there is a Democratic prosecutor, Yvonne Rosales, and she just turned in her resignation one day before a judge was set to decide whether she should be removed from office pending a trial. And there's accusations of incompetence, mishandling the criminal cases, overall misconduct. But there is something about the Democratic Party agenda where they want there to be a lot of crime in the streets, whether they want us all to be afraid and cling to the Democratic Party to save them, or whether it's to push the gun grabber agenda, which, if that's the what they're trying to do, it's backfired. People are buying guns to defend themselves against the rising tide of crime. And this may be a nominee for this year's Darwin Awards. There was this D.C. activist, Kevin Blow. He pushed for the city's soft-on-crime bill, and in the same week the bill was actually passed, he was shot and killed in Washington, D.C. So, hoisting with your own petard there. now, down in Florida, a little bit of good news, okay? The DeSantis-backed school boards are already making huge changes. They're pulling back from some of this nonsense that's been out there. The boards are firing teachers and administrators who, quote, spit in parents' faces, end quote, prior to Election Day. And so far, three state superintendents have been fired from their roles since the school board shakeup earlier this month. And Randy Fine, Representative Randy Fine, a Republican, said we had a wave in school districts that spit in parents' faces, and now the people who did that are gone. And next up, of course, getting rid of that critical race theory, getting rid of drag queen story hour, LGBTQ, gender fluidity, and getting back to what education is supposed to be, you know, reading, writing, math, science, engineering, music, art, things that will actually lead the students to be a productive contributor to our future society. Now, we're still seeing the fallout from this... non-binary drag queen who was working at a nuclear waste job in Joe Biden's Department of Energy has been charged with felony theft after they, to use the correct pronoun or the desired pronoun, stole a bag from the baggage claim at Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport. And Sam Brinton said, well, he was just tired. They were just tired. But he went on to basically use that stolen luggage for a month as opposed to, like, taking it back and saying, I got the wrong bag here. And if found guilty, they could now face 5 years in jail, a $10,000 fine, or both. Well, let's send one of them to prison and have the other one pay the fine, and maybe they'll sort out this whole them-they situation. As of right now, however, the Department of Energy is refusing to say whether they plan to fire Sam Brinton over this felony theft last month. And all they're saying is Sam Brinton is on leave from the Department of Energy and Dr. Kim Petrie is performing the duties of Deputy Assistant Secretary of Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition. So that's where that is. And boy, Sam should have been fired. Immediately. He's embarrassed himself. He's embarrassed the Department of Energy. He's embarrassed the Biden administration, you know, without even getting into his particular lifestyle. The guy is bad news and he should be fired. All right. Now, they're digging more and more into this FTX collapse, and it has surfaced that Sam Bankman-Fried purchased a voter analytics company dedicated to helping Democratic campaigns. And apparently, he paid $5 million cash for this startup. It was called DEC. And basically, what this company does is they offer predictive analytics for political campaigns, which can be used for targeting specific voters with specific information. So it's sort of bringing new meaning to telling the voters only what the voters want to hear. And once again, Jeffrey Epstein is back in the news. There's another woman has just come forward and filed a lawsuit claiming that the billionaire former CEO of Apollo, Leon Black, raped her inside Jeffrey Epstein's Manhattan mansion over 20 years ago. So that stuff is still cooking out there. And speaking of Epstein, somebody put up a Reddit post with the unredacted flight logs down to Epstein's little island, you know, on the Lolita Express, and was almost immediately deleted. But it turns out there is a website, Epstein'sBlackBook.com, and they have all that information, and you probably ought to grab it before it gets Orwellized, because there's a lot of people there don't want their names linked with Epstein at this point. And again, a reminder to be fair. Just because somebody visited the island does not necessarily mean they indulged in some of Epstein's favorite recreations. You know, we have to give them the benefit of the doubt. We know that Stephen Hawking visited there, and I don't think he was really into the little girls or anything, you know, in his condition. All righty. Over in the world of Twitter, Jim Carrey, the actor in The Mask and a bunch of other things, The Truman Show, has now bailed from Twitter. When, you know, how dare you have free speech, and where, you know, I'm leaving the platform, so forth and so on. And apparently the European Union has now issued a warning that they may ban Twitter entirely over the lack of content moderation. And so there are a lot of people around this world who are very much afraid of free and open discussion among ordinary people. Gee, I wonder why that could be. So anyway, EU Commissioner Thierry Breton made the threat to Musk earlier today during a video meeting wherein she said that Musk must adhere to a checklist of rules. This includes ditching an arbitrary approach to reinstating banned users and aggressively fighting off so-called disinformation, with, of course, the disinformation being defined by the European Union. They don't want certain things coming on out. Well, too bad. That's freedom of speech here. And now over at Disney, their new CEO, Bob Iger, is sounding a conciliatory tone. He wants to sort of calm things down on that culture war front. And he basically had a town hall meeting with employees and basically saying, let's quiet things down. And I guess he understands Disney is supposed to be an entertainment company, not an indoctrination center for the woke culture here. Now, Governor Ron DeSantis, on the other hand, responded saying that, you know, Disney brought this on themselves. And, you know, good if Iger is going to pull them back to being just an entertainment company and sort of de-wokeify them. But DeSantis has no regrets about what he did regarding Disney and their special status in the Florida economy. All right. Massive layoffs have hit CNN. Major cuts are coming to the house that Ted Turner built. This is a report in the Hollywood Reporter, and Warner Brothers Discovery has started to make massive layoffs at CNN. CEO Chris Licht says it will be a difficult time for everyone in a memo that was sent company-wide here. Now, meanwhile, Don Lemon was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and just came on out saying, well, CNN was never a liberal. No, there was no liberal bias whatsoever. I mean, how could you even think that? So anyway, also in trouble right now is AMC Networks. They have laid off 20% of its 1,000 U.S. employees, and the CEO has stepped down after just 3 months on the job as the cable channel is laid low by streaming. And the cable network is home to hit shows like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Breaking Bad. I like that one. And Better Call Saul. And the layoffs come at a time when several media companies, including Amazon and Facebook parent Meta Platforms, are making deep cuts in their employee base to navigate a potential downturn in the economy. And, yeah, that's going to be happening. When the money starts getting tight, the luxury items, of which entertainment is one, are often the first to go. And, you know, plus the quality of the streaming service is not very good, at least out here. And we've just had nothing but problems, you know, with shows just freezing in the middle and, you know, all that other stuff going on. All right, let's get into election fraud, the topic that the Republicans dare not touch here. Carrie Lake is out there saying she's not going to quit. She's going to keep going. She's speaking out on the corrupt election. And apparently there is a lawsuit in the works right now. And so we'll see what's going to happen on that. And in Maricopa County, you know, people got up for their 5 minutes of being able to talk and just ripped into Maricopa County. There was a former prosecutor told off the election officials for stealing the election. This is a video over at Paul Craig Roberts, and well, it's on Twitter and referenced by Paul Craig Roberts, and we link to it from What Really Happened, so you can take a look at that. Now, we have been talking about how some of the Arizona counties are dragging their feet on certification, one of them being Cochise County, which voted against certifying the results of the gubernatorial election by the state's statutory deadline, prompting Secretary of State and Governor-elect Katie Hobbs to sue the county for not certifying the election results. And I'm not really sure that's legal to do, but she's doing it anyway. Okay, we got to take a break from commercials, and we'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up with election fraud, and everybody's looking at Maricopa County and how they've embarrassed themselves, embarrassed the state, embarrassed the entire country. And if you look at the county's history, they've been having these problems for like 10 years now. Some of these things began a decade ago. During the 2012 presidential general election in Maricopa County, key races went undecided for 2 weeks after Election Day as a result of a record numbers of provisional and early ballots. And, of course, this is where a lot of the fraud takes place. And they remained uncounted after polls closed. I don't know, maybe the van was late getting them there. And, Arizona was embarrassed on the national stage, and they should be, okay? Now, another kind of a questionable election going on here. This is over in Pennsylvania, and remember, one of the counties in Pennsylvania is refusing to certify. But apparently, Democrats have now won a majority in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives for the first time in 12 years. And they're blaming it on the Trump-endorsed candidates were simply underperforming here. And two of the races remain too close to call for weeks after Election Day. We shouldn't call it Election Day anymore. We should call it Election Month. And after counting outstanding mail and provisional ballots, Montgomery County officials recorded that Democrat Melissa Serrato had a 59-vote lead over incumbent Republican Representative Todd Stephens, who has since conceded. So, yeah, and at this point, I don't trust any election results. And I don't care what party you're – it's an unreliable, untrustworthy system. Again, in Pennsylvania, the county that we're talking about that refused to certify, this is Luzerne County, and the reason they refused to certify is they ran out of paper ballots partway through the election. And so a lot of people showing up couldn't vote at all. And we've seen this happen before, too, where all of a sudden, you know, a small number of ballots are delivered to Republican strongholds and they run out of ballots and they can't vote. And it's another way that they can shift the election here. Now, better late than never, I guess, the Republican National Committee is launching a board to review the lousy midterm results. And they're going to look at everything except the elephant in the room, or I should say the donkey in the room, which is the massive election fraud that is destroying our nation. All right, let's get into COVID. And Twitter has announced they are not going to enforce the COVID-19 misinformation policy any longer, which means if you are somebody who has hard facts about what's going on with the vaccines and COVID, you can put it on Twitter and it will remain there. And among stories that are probably all over Twitter right now, there was a study conducted by scientists at the University of Colorado, and it confirms the vast majority of humanity has had absolutely no choice in the matter of whether they wish to get the COVID-19 injection or not, because the vaccinated have been transmitting antibodies generated by the injections through aerosols. So vaccine shedding is, in fact, a reality. And if you think you're a pureblood and you've been hanging out with vaccinated people, well, I'm sorry. You're going to find out you're going to get some problems here. And this adds weight to the claims made by Dr. Philip von Wellbergen, who demonstrated that graphene, an alleged undisclosed ingredient of the COVID-19 injections, is being transmitted from the vaccinated to the not vaccinated and destroying red blood cells and causing dangerous blood clots. Gee, that sounds familiar. And remember, the pharmaceutical company's contracts with various governments around the world contain a clause saying that no outside analysis of the vaccine is allowed. Okay, they got something to hide in there. The corporate media is finally waking up to what has been obvious to a lot of people, and I guess they've just realized we can't hide this any longer. Okay, too many people know. The Washington Post is now admitting that the majority of Americans who have died of COVID have received at least their primary series, meaning the two shots. And the article was even titled, "COVID is no longer mainly a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Here is why." And so they're out there saying, yeah, it's causing a lot of problems here. And a lot of this has to do with what is called negative efficacy. And negative efficacy is where, you know, it's a known fact that vaccines lose their effectiveness over time and will reach a point where they're actually harmful for you because they make you more susceptible to the illness than if you'd not had the shots. Anyway, another article, this one coming out of Slay News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention knew that COVID-19 shots damage hearts and cause other complications, but covered up the information. Now, there was a lawsuit, and Judge Robert Pittman forced the CDC to hand over documents and data in response to a Freedom of Information Act from the Informed Consent Action Network. More about this when we come on.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about a court order to the CDC to release information to an advocacy group. And data released under the court order shows that a staggering 1 in 3 among the earliest populations to get vaccinated reported needing medical care, missing school or work, or they were unable to perform normal daily activities after receiving the shots. I remember when Claire and I got the J&J one shot and done shot, they made us wait 15 minutes, you know, to look for an adverse reaction before we were allowed to drive home. Anyway, there's been a revelation, you know, that the majority of COVID deaths are among the vaccinated rather than the unvaccinated. And the medical industrial complex has come on out with their latest spin on there saying, well, they didn't get the booster. You know, that's the problem. I mean, they were vaccinated, but they didn't get all their boosters, and that's why they died here. So we're coming out with the 27th booster shot, and you better get it because otherwise you will die. All righty. Now, over in the British Medical Journal, which is a very well-respected medical journal, Dr. Angus Dalgleish, professor of oncology at the St. George's University of London, is pointing out that stable cancers and other diseases are rapidly progressing in people who've been boosted. And this guy has been a cancer specialist for more than 30 years. He says the link between COVID vaccine and blood clots, myocarditis, heart attacks, and strokes is now well accepted, as is the link with myelitis and neuropathy. And so, yeah, it's getting worse and worse and worse out there. So anyway, over in China, the protests are starting to have an effect. And you know, they came out with this really cool symbol, just a blank piece of paper, you know, protesting the Chinese government's act of censorship regarding the protests and regarding COVID. And there are now sympathetic protests, if you will, solidarity protests breaking out all over the world. And there were protests at the University of California, Berkeley, NYU, and Columbia University, all of them carrying white sheets of paper to show their solidarity here. Now, unfortunately, things got a little bit tense over there, shades of Tiananmen Square. The Chinese government actually sent tanks to Suzhou to quash the democracy and COVID lockdown protests. And what's really interesting, you're going to love this next one. Up in Canada, Justin Trudeau said yesterday that everyone in China should be allowed to protest and express themselves. Okay. And I'm sure that all of those Canadians who had their bank accounts frozen and were harassed by the police are probably scratching their heads and saying, so it's OK for the people in China to protest, but not OK for people in Canada to protest. And meanwhile, Justin Trudeau is saying he feels serene and confident over his decision to freeze the protesters' bank accounts. So anyway. I can't understand why the Canadian people, well, they're probably massive election fraud up there as well. Anyway, the unrest that has swept across China is a rare public challenge to the world's most powerful authoritarian government, and it looks like the authoritarian government is starting to blink, and these mass protests by the Chinese people seem to be working. Something you should keep in mind. The Chinese city of Guangzhou has eased the COVID curbs following the protests. And so a little bit of good news there. Now, Tucker Carlson criticized Apple and the American News, saying that they were covering up for the Chinese Communist Party by not reporting just how oppressive things were going on over there with all this lockdown stuff. In other non-COVID news, U.S. children's hospitals are being overwhelmed by RSV cases. And there is this intensive care unit nurse at Los Angeles Children's Hospital, Hui Wen Sato, said it feels like this endless large volume influx that keeps coming through our emergency department or phone calls from outside hospitals who are bursting at the seams and asking if we can take patients. So something is going on out there. All right, let's go to the international news. There's a lot happening out there. The Russian government has announced that the 700 Ukrainian commandos that are stationed outside the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant are preparing to attack the nuclear power plant, shades of Chernobyl or Fukushima or Three Mile Island. And yeah, that could get really, really dangerous. Now, there is a major Russian offensive underway right now that is obliterating Ukraine. We know that Russia is taking out their power grid. It's going to be moving on to logistics targets, rail lines, rail yards, and so forth, to basically shut the whole country down and that let winter win the war for them. Now, Zelensky is already out there with his hand out saying that rebuilding Ukraine after our victory over Russia will cost more than $1 trillion. And, gee, I wonder who he expects to get that cash from. All right. Actually, he's out there saying that they're getting interest, meaning they're talking with France, Great Britain, the Netherlands, Germany, Denmark, Finland, Italy, Turkey, Poland, Portugal, Czechia, Slovenia, Latvia, Estonia, Switzerland, Slovakia, Austria, Greece, Canada, the U.S., of course, Japan, and Australia. And so he's out there saying, yes, please send us more money, and so forth and so on. Now, the U.S. is considering sending a supply of ATACMS missiles. These fit in the HIMARS missile launchers. They have a range of 300 kilometers and could therefore reach targets deep in Russian territory. Now, previously, this was rejected because of the danger that the U.S. could be drawn into the war if Ukraine was attacking Russian territory. And Russia sees such attacks on its territory as one of its red lines. But apparently those concerns have been put aside, and the U.S. Reuters is reporting that Boeing has made a proposal to the Pentagon for the supply of cheap precision weapons with a range of 150 kilometers, which is currently being examined by the Pentagon. So money, 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 money. Okay. The U.S. is also considering, well, actually NATO is considering sending Patriot missile systems to Ukraine. Now, the Patriots, they weren't all that good during the Iraq war. When Iraq was launching Scuds at Israel, they were saying, oh, the Patriots have a 90% success rate. And then after it was all over, they said, well, maybe it was 50%. And then somebody else came out and said, really, they were missing most of the time. But hopefully they've improved them here. And Medvedev, deputy chairman of the Russian Security Council, is saying that any Patriot missile systems delivered to Ukraine would be considered legitimate targets of war and subject to destruction. Now, this next one is really worrying me. This is coming out of AlethoNews.com. And basically, they're saying over in Russia that satellites used against Russia in Ukraine could be legitimate targets. Now, I've spoken before about the consequences of war in orbit, and we had an article, I think it was on Monday, along the same lines, that you're going to see, you know, the damage will spread, the shrapnel will take out satellites that are used for communication, for commerce, and it would really be a major blow to society all around the world. So anyway, Vladimir Ermakov, the director of the Russian Foreign Ministry's Non-Proliferation and Arms Control Department, was reporting to Sputnik, Western countries are actively using the potential of civilian space infrastructure.
Could you try again?
Okay. I guess my watch is listening to the show. Yeah. Shut up, Siri. Anyway, they're concerned about, you know, Russia having anti-satellite weapons that could be used. And it needs to be pointed out the United States also has anti-satellite weapons. And everybody's looking around, you know, how did this all come about? And it's time for a refresher of history. We've talked about this before, but it's worth mentioning again. All of this insanity goes back to 2014 with the U.S.-sponsored and supported coup that was intended to replace a president who was favorable to Russia with a president chosen by the U.S. to pull Ukraine into the European and NATO security sphere. And look at the effects of that. Over in Italy, their ruling rightist parties withdrew an amendment that would have allowed the government to continue sending weapons to Ukraine throughout 2023. And it looks like they're starting to think, you know, we really ought to keep this stuff and our money closer to home. Meanwhile, over in Latvia, their foreign minister is out there saying that Ukraine should be free to strike military sites inside Russia. And now, it's easy to sit on the sidelines and cheer them on here. Meanwhile, the United States yesterday announced a $53 million grant to support the purchase of power grid equipment in Ukraine to help Kiev fight the Russian attacks targeting its energy infrastructure that have left millions in the dark with no heating. And it sounds like a noble thing to do. There are two issues I have with that. First, Russia will just blow up the additional power grid equipment. And 53 million is a lot of money to you and I. It's not going to buy that much gear. And the second concern I have here is we are looking at potential blackouts here in the United States this winter. And our tax dollars should be spent on our energy infrastructure, not on Ukraine. Excuse me. Now then, getting on back to that money issue, there was an article that came on out in TASS saying that the U.S. authorities have allocated vast funds to help Ukraine, but have no precise information on where the money went. This came from Senator Bill Hagerty of Tennessee, and he said this during a hearing of the United States Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. And so they're looking at that, and he said, we just don't know where the money went. And there is now, of course, a move that when the House falls into Republican control in January, they are going to launch a full audit of all the money that went to Ukraine and into whose pockets it may have been delivered surreptitiously. Okay. Meanwhile, the head of NATO's the NATO foreign ministers are having a meeting, and they're already talking about wars after Ukraine. Okay, so here's the hit parade list. After Ukraine, they're going to be going in and fortifying Bosnia and Herzegovina, Georgia, and Moldova. And so, the NATO's basically breaking its promise they made to Russia when Germany reunified. NATO did promise Russia we will not expand to the east, and here they are gobbling up nations just as fast as they can. Meanwhile, Vladimir Yermakov, the director of Russian Foreign Ministry's Non-Proliferation and Arms Control Department, said in an interview with Sputnik that there is no evidence at all that Iran wants to develop nuclear weapons. And, of course, Iran has said we're not interested in them. They're considered evil. And, we've had Israel send, for the last 30 years, Iran is just weeks away from a nuclear bomb. You've got to go get them. Remember Netanyahu's nuclear duck? And they're saying basically Iran has been and remains a conscientious participant in the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. And again, there's no evidence, just propaganda. Ooh, Iran's coming to get you. Iran's coming to get you. Speaking of propaganda, Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid yesterday urged world leaders to block a Palestinian bid at the United Nations for an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice on Israel's occupation. In a letter, Lapid asked more than 50 heads of state, including Great Britain and France, to pressure the Palestinian Authority and prevent it from promoting the resolution at the General Assembly. And Israel, of course, is worried about their image and, violating the Palestinians' right to self-determination and just how they came to be in possession of so much of Palestine. And, it's all about image because General Assembly resolutions are not enforceable. And the General Assembly has passed a lot of resolutions against Israel, which Israel just ignores. All righty, the Pentagon is coming on out sounding the warning that China could have 1,500 nuclear weapons by the year 2035. We cannot have a nuclear gap, so forth and so on. As of this year, the United States has 5,428 nuclear weapons. But they always want more, a bigger bang. Actually, most of the world's major nuclear powers are actually starting to reduce their stockpiles. In some cases, they're actually taking the plutonium out of these warheads, and they're reformulating it, blending it with uranium to make a nuclear reactor fuel called MOX. And I think that's a really good thing to be doing with this warhead material. Speaking of warheads, North Korea has unveiled a new ICBM, and it is a game changer. And this article that came on out from 1945.com is basically saying what I've been saying. The United States needs to change its foreign policy posture toward North Korea because, you like it or not, North Korea is on the verge of being a full-fledged nuclear weapons power with a capable missile delivery system. And the United States has absolutely no diplomatic relations with North Korea. I think it's time to start and try and tamp things down diplomatically. Meanwhile, South Korea scrambled fighter jets after two Chinese and six Russian warplanes entered its air defense zone. Two Chinese H-6 bombers, along with four Russian Tu-95 bombers and two Sukhoi-35 fighters, buzzed the Korea Air Defense Identification Zone in a joint show of force. And the move shows the growing ties between Russia and China. So we're everybody's picking sides, I guess, here. Meanwhile, U.S. officials are pushing for a military intervention in Haiti. Haven't we already done enough to those people? I mean, look how they got plundered following that horrible earthquake. And, you know, Haiti used to be a nice place for vacation. Not anymore. You know, there were a lot of resorts built on land that was bought really cheaply after the quake. They're all sitting empty. They're going out of business. And so it sort of begs the question, is there any place left on Earth that we are not bombing?
Let's sing and shout, let our voices ring out, let them echo into next year. Celebrate, celebrate, let us celebrate, and as days pass on their way, share the gift from above, the power of love, so that every day's Christmas Day.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And welcome back to our show here. And the other day we were reporting on how the Pentagon can't account for some $20 billion with a B worth of weapons in Ukraine. They don't know where it went, probably on the black market. Turns out it's not just Ukraine. The Pentagon cannot account for another $19 billion supposedly spent to arm Taiwan. So, geez, that money was just here just a second ago. Meanwhile, getting into the economy, do you remember when Joe Biden said the inflation is transitory? Well, yesterday he was over in Freeland, Michigan to tour a computer chip plant, and he came on out and said it's going to take time to get inflation back to normal levels. So when he said it was transitory, he was lying again. Now, Volkswagen is saying that electric vehicle battery plants are practically unviable in Europe due to the soaring energy costs, and they're losing out sales and productivity to other countries that aren't dealing with the energy shortages, like the USA, Canada, China, Southeast Asia, and several regions in North Africa. And so they're not happy about that. Now, Republican lawmakers are calling for a congressional investigation into a Chinese firm that is in position to take a significant stake in a Nevada lithium mine. Now, they're coming in through this Canadian company. The Canadian company wants to buy the Nevada lithium mine, but a major stakeholder in that Canadian company is Chinese, and everybody's upset that China could corner the lithium market at a time when lithium is so critical to so many electrical needs. Meanwhile, yesterday, Joe Biden was boasting about the largest ever release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. I don't think that's reason to celebrate there, Joe. I really don't. Okay, now, regarding the rail strike that is on the verge, the House of Representatives passed a bill to force rail unions to accept the terms offered to help them by the Biden administration. It was a 290 to 137 vote. I'm not sure that that is legal for the House of Representatives to do, and this may wind up in the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the unions are not at all happy. They're calling it Union Joe blew it, and They're basically saying Biden just basically passed the buck by saying, Congress, you deal with this, you know, after saying he resolved the strike, and he really didn't. Meanwhile, bird flu is taking its toll on our food basket, if you will. 1.8 million chickens had to be killed in Nebraska due to bird flu, and that's on top of 50 million birds that have been killed nationwide to try and contain the outbreak. Okay. So anyway, Nebraska is the 13th farm in the state to suffer an outbreak this year, so it's all over the place. Okay. All right. We're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules.
Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.